Proclamation number 8396 of 29th of January, 1963. Truthful enlightenment about plan of salvation from eternity. When you are introduced to my plan of salvation, it is also evidence of my love, for a realm is opened up to you which no human intellect could fathom unless my spirit is able to work. The spiritual realm is so far away from you humans that you don't recognize it as reality. It cannot be proven to you, and you cannot establish a connection with it either unless this connection is spiritually established. And therefore I enlighten you as to how and in what form this possibility exists. I present this plan of salvation to you which you can think about even if you have not yet progressed spiritually to such an extent that my spirit can work directly in you. But your intellect can deal with knowledge and its will only determines whether it is comprehensible to it. And the intellect must first be stimulated to think about it, only then will the human beings will have an effect, which, if he positively attunes himself to it, can achieve the greatest spiritual success. Once the human being is induced to let his thoughts wander into spiritual territory, then there is also the possibility that he will seek to fathom this territory. And if a person is now moved into spiritual knowledge purely intellectually, then this is an incentive for him to research. But since he will not be able to achieve anything with his intellect alone, since no evidence will accrue to him if he only makes use of his intellect, then the strength of his will to learn more is decisive for the knowledge he now receives. In some way, therefore, the human being must be pushed into a train of thought, although it is then entirely up to him to then pursue and further develop this train of thought. And there is no area that would be better suited than to fathom the very why that explains everything that visibly exists. Provided that the human being occupies himself with such thoughts in hours of inner reflection. For he who is only purely worldly minded also only thinks purely earthly. And yet deeper thoughts will also touch him again and again, which he can now accept or also reject. But even the thoughtful person remains ignorant as long as he only receives knowledge from outside. Often, however, strokes of fate or even the fate of the human being's life itself cause him to ask questions that he cannot answer for himself. And then a transmission of spiritual knowledge from outside can also be a blessing by stimulating his intellect, which then tries to deal with it according to its spiritual constitution. And such fruitful spiritual material can be the clarification about my plan of salvation from eternity, about the cause of the emergence of creation and the meaning and purpose of earthly life, about the process of return of the spiritual substances which once fell away from me. If the human being has a deeper disposition, i.e., if he already lives a life of love in accordance with my will, then such knowledge will also appear acceptable to him, and then he will enter the spiritual level and seek to penetrate deeper. He will venture into areas which I will then gladly open up to him because he will not erect an obstacle himself which, however, a loveless way of life would erect. Thus my spirit will now also be able to work in him, and his initially dark spiritual state will change into a state of brightest light where everything concerning the spiritual kingdom and my reign and activity will be understandable to him. Then his thinking will not be able to go astray either. Anyone who acquires knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, i.e., anyone who willingly accepts the knowledge he is given, knowledge will also come alive in him and lead to the right realization. For he will also soon recognize the purpose of earthly life and establish the state of divine order within himself, as is his earthly task. For this reason, however, it is very necessary that people are instructed in all truth precisely about the eternal plan of salvation, for only this truth touches the human being's intellect and heart, and both will willingly accept it, whereas an educated teaching only leads to inner resistance and people will soon drop such thoughts and never take the spiritual path, but more than ever fall prey to the world, and their hearts will no longer have room for spiritual thoughts. As soon as people live a life of love, their thoughts will also move more in the truth and they will easily come to realize. But since love increasingly grows cold, and there is the greatest danger that the human being will not accept anything spiritual, I try to give him a direct explanation about my eternal plan of salvation, which, as mentioned, is intended to stimulate the intellect to reflect. Yet time and again a person's willingness to love will also determine his success, since his will is free and will never be forced by me to make the right decision. Consequently, many people could still come to recognize the truth, and every effort will also be made to bring it to them. But where there is still resistance, my love cannot achieve anything either, which loses its effectiveness in the case of all resistance or repulsion. But I will not stop stimulating people's thinking and also use the most diverse means, and one day I will nevertheless reach my goal, even if a long time will pass, for my love will never cease. Amen.